Hi, I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. And my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. This is the latest in a series of podcasts on what makes good counselling. And I've reported before that no model of counselling has ever been shown to be any better than any other, but also that some therapists were better than others. And this raises the question, can we say anything about what makes a good counsellor? What did they do and how did they work that was different? And there are things that evidence says can be said about a good counsellor. And so here is a list of 5 questions that you could ask of a counsellor that you might be considering that captures what we know about good counselling. First, can he or she develop a good therapeutic relationship with me? 2, does he or she build positive expectancy, which conveys optimism in his/her approach and that I am expected to get better? 3, can he or she retain some flexibility and openness to work with my beliefs and my theory of what I think will work for me? 4, does he or she focus on change and have a future and not a past orientation? And finally, 5, does he or she ask for regular feedback and have the capacity and confidence to do something different if what has been attempted is not working? And that's it. And I like to think that you could answer yes to each of these questions in relation to my Feel Better counselling practice. Good therapeutic relationship, positive expectancy, expecting improvement, flexibility and openness and willing to work with my beliefs, a focus on change and a future orientation, and regular feedback, and the capacity and confidence to do something different if what has been attempted is not working.